And another thing, you know, I couldn't think of the word gully. Well, you know, that's just a common word, gully. But now, out in the rural area, where it's more rural than it is here, you know, where it washes out, that's called a gully.
Where it's a wash?
Yeah, but it's a big one. And he was trying to get me to say, you know, what I would call a road, you know, one that's paved. Well, we just call it a highway. And what do they call it in other parts of the country?
That's fine, a highway. But the reason I ask the question is that, you know, there's just different kinds of roads. And some people say different things for you. But a highway's
fine. Well, a paved road, and if I were given direction, I would say go down 84 to... and turn to either the first or second paved road to your right. I wouldn't call that highway. I would say the paver. But now the other way, I would say highway. You know, like I'd say, listen, they don't get out there on that highway. That meant the road firehouse or either the road.
So in giving directions, you wouldn't talk about highways?
Yes, I'd go down here to this highway. And then, you know, go down to the... first, second paved road to your right, you know, if I were given directions.
Right. Oh, I see. Well, you know, one thing we talked about the other day was a pasture. And is that a fenced-in area?
Yes.
And so, what size is a pasture?
It can be any size. It can be an acre or 5 acres or 50 acres. But a pasture is a pasture. It's a pasture for livestock.
And
cows or hogs.
Well, would you ever plow a pasture?
No, none. Some people plant seed in it. Plow it to plant seed. You might plow it up, you know, plant grass seed.
But
not ordinarily.
Well, what would you grow up? Now, you said you talked about a field the other day. And then what would you grow turnips in?
A garden or a field. Now, we have a lot of truck crops around here. They're grown commercially, Emma. That would be in the field. But just ordinarily speaking, you grow them out in a garden.
Well, if I had a tear in my shirt and didn't want to throw it away, I might do what to it?
I'll sew it up or mend it or patch it.
Now, patch. Now, what's that? Can that be a thing like a field?
Yeah. Oh, we've got a turnip patch out here side the house. You know, or go over there and try that patch of corn in front of the house.
Well, what grows in a patch? Would you distinguish between what grows in a patch and what grows in a field? Can you have a corn patch?
Mm-hmm.
You can?
Yeah.
So is it size or is it the way?
A patch is not as large. You wouldn't say a patch is as large as a big field, you know.
Well,
a patch is usually considered a smaller area.
But
like I'm going to the pea patch to pick peas.
Well, now is that fenced in? Can you fence in a patch?
No, not necessarily. No, you don't. Oh. But like a pea patch, you know, it's just a small area. It might be an acre or half acre or a fourth of an acre, or even it might be more. It might be several acres.
Well, could you grow the same things in a field that you grow in a patch? Could you have a field of tomatoes?
Mm-hmm.
And you could have a patch of tomatoes too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But a patch, you wouldn't say, I farm a patch of peanuts, you know. A patch is usually considered a smaller than a 4, 5, or 10 acres.
Well, now, we were talking about rail fences the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you ever seen something that you might build up at the top of the rail fence to save wood so it's not solid, but it's still enough to keep out large animals? Have you ever seen that, something like that? An extension built up at the top of the rail fence?
Yes.
What would you call that?
Barbed wire?
Is that how you would build? Well, what about the whole thing, the rail fence stopped down here and it